Welcome to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast, the place to grow and scale profitable practices with your show hosts, Huyen Truong and Steve Tate.
Don't let costly phone for your leads go to waste. And here's a 5 game-changing speed to lead stats that can transform your sales process. Plus, how to turn these leads into meetings. Responding to leads quickly is crucial for boosting conversion rates. And studies show that contacting leads within the first minute can increase conversions by 391%, while waiting longer than 5 minutes decreases the odds of connection by 80%. So furthermore, organizations that respond within an hour are 7 times more likely to qualify leads, and 50% of leads choose the first responder. So response times also contribute to prospect churn. Therefore, speed to lead significantly impacts success. And I'm your host, Huyen Truong, a strategic marketing consultant for medical clinics. Over the past decade, my team and I have helped hundreds of clinics across Australia, the UK, US, Singapore, India, Canada, New Zealand, and beyond to thrive using our proven patient generation system. And after years of generating 10,000 form fields leads from paid ads channels for clients, and with the objective of these leads turning into new bookings and creating more pipeline, I wanted to share a very solvable problem that I see arise all the time: speed to lead. And whether it be from clients themselves or patient coordinators working in the clinics, a lot of time the feedback I keep hearing is that I haven't been able to reach them, or they said they were interested from the form but never ended up responding to the call or message I sent through. And then it turns out that all of these communications were sent hours after the lead had completed the forms, or they went through a scheduling page, didn't finish adding in all their info and dropped off that page. And to get form filled leads to book a meeting on your calendar, the key is to remove every friction point from when the lead completes the form to receiving the availability to book a meeting with a team member from the clinic. So what is speed to lead? Speed to lead is an elapsed time between a prospect expressing interest in your clinic and your representative earliest response. This interest can vary by organization, but generally speaking, we are talking about a contact form or consultation request. The second they hit submit, the clock starts ticking. And one thing worth bearing in mind that speed to lead doesn't prioritize any method of communication over other is accounts for how quickly you respond to a lead, be it a phone, email, or text, etc. Speed to lead statistics support the value of why this is important, and we'll be dropping plenty of interesting stats to make sure you know how important this is. And why speed to lead is important? There are a few reasons why speed to lead is so important. First and foremost, the faster you respond to a lead, the more likely you are to convert that lead into paying patient. And in addition, responding quickly to a lead shows that you are attentive and interested in helping them. And lastly, speed to lead can help you win more bookings by allowing you to get in touch with prospects before your competition does. So what would this episode be without some cold, hard lead response time facts? And here are just a few lead to speed to lead statistics. 5 speed to lead statistic. After 5 minutes pass, the odds of connecting and qualifying with a lead drop by 80%. And organizations that contact a lead within the first hour are 7 times more likely to qualify the prospect than an organization that respond in 2 hours. And responding to leads within the first minute increases the conversions by 391%, and 50% of leads will work with the organization that contacts them first. So lead response time increases customer churn by 15%. Now, as you can see, is pretty simple. Speed to lead matters. So let's talk about friction points to scheduling a meeting with a form field lead scheduling pages. Scheduling pages are usually separate landing pages from your website, requiring prospect to go through or waiting for an email with the schedule link through, hoping that email doesn't end up in spam and a potentially slow loading page, keeping in mind that 41 to 50% will leave the page. And then you're asking the percentage of leads that haven't left the page to fill in their contact information again. So does that sound frictionless to you? Let's talk about speed of receiving availability. Form field prospects are in the market looking to engage in conversations with potential service providers now. So while they have completed your lead form, they have probably completed others at the same time. So this is why being faster than your competitors give you an advantage, because you are providing your availability faster than your competitors and significantly increasing the likelihood of booking the consultation. And let's talk about lead fields. Lead forms have a non-completion rate of around 70%, meaning even if they do begin the lead form on scheduling page, a good portion of these expensive leads will probably drop off, and you can say goodbye to guessing if form field leads get on your calendar with Go High Level calendar integration with your Google or Zoom or Outlook calendars, and make sure that the meeting or the call happens. So what is the ideal speed to lead? Before we dive into this new ideal time frame, keep in mind that the leads contacted within this new time applied will have a superior all-around lead experience, and not forgetting that the benefit experience is not just on the lead side, but for all representatives engaging with these leads. As more leads turn into meetings, leads begin to move through your sales cycle, leading your sales pipeline, and almost immediately. And most experts take the first stats from the speed to lead statistic above as the most important, and that the ideal speed to lead is within the 5 minutes of receiving the initial inquiry. So how fast should you respond to a lead? So ideally, your speed to lead should be within 5 minutes. However, we understand that not all clinics can respond that quickly. And if you can't achieve a 5 minutes time respond time, aim for within 15 minutes. And you should also make sure that you have a system in place that allows you to initiate a form of communication that at that speed, with also being able to track and measure your speed to lead so you can continually improve. Track lead to consultation insights with Go High Level CRM. Our dashboard will enable you to uncover what percentage of discovery calls or meetings are scheduling and how many of those calls or meetings ended up actually taking place. So what is the speed to lead metric? Speed to lead refers to a duration it takes for a clinic representative to react to a lead. This measure is valuable for assessing the sales team's efficiency, while it has direct impact on conversion rates. And determining the optimal speed to lead time varies depending on various factors such as the nature of the product or service provided and the level of interest exhibited by the prospect. So it's crucial for clinics to carefully examine accessible data and take into account the variables that impact their customers' buying choices. And an initial data point to consider is the duration it takes for the patient coordinator team to reach out to leads and the subsequent conversion rates that follow. To wrap up, just some key takeaway points from today's episode that you can apply immediately to improve your new patient conversion rate. And first of all, respond within 5 minutes, if not 15 minutes, and have a system in place that allows you to initiate a form of communication at that speed and track lead to consultation in size between your current speed to respond and what we suggested in this episode. And here are some action that you can take, which is to audit your lead process this week and how far is your response time and where are people dropping off and are you nurturing leads who didn't convert right away. If you need help building your marketing systems and improving the conversion rate of your sales process, let's have a conversation. Head to onlinemarketingfordoctors.com and book a discovery call, and one of our team members will be reaching out to you. And thank you for joining me today. And if you found this episode helpful, please subscribe and share it with your colleagues, your team member. And for more insights and resources, please visit onlinemarketingfordoctors.com. We have plenty of ebooks, webinars, and guides for you to download. Until next time, stay proactive and keep nurturing those leads. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast with Huyen Truong and Steve Tate. Be sure to check out the archive section on our website for previous episodes at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com/podcast. And subscribe to the show so we can catch you at the next episode.